Octonaut, to your stations.
You're listening to Noah and the Octonauts, an episode-by-episode discussion about the children's television series, The Octonauts, which features a crew of quirky and courageous undersea adventurers. Their mission? To explore the world's ocean, rescue the creatures who live there, and protect their habitats.
Explore! Rescue!
Protect!
Octonauts!
Our monthly podcast will bring together experts from inside and outside of NOAA to help you and the children you care about learn more about the real-life versions of the Octonaut sea creatures and the ocean they call home. This podcast is hosted by NOAA's Office of Education and the Coastal Ecosystem Learning Center Network, and I'm your host, Gabrielle Corradino. Today we're talking about Episode 6, The Giant Squid. While exploring the ocean in the Guppe, Captain Barnacles and Quasi are grabbed by a mysterious creature. Professor Inkling realizes that the creature that grabbed the Guppe is Inkling's long-lost cousin, Irving, the giant squid. Inkling and the Octonauts search for Irving, and the episode ends with Inkling and Irving being reunited and taking a family photo. Now, before we begin our chat about Episode 6, let's set the stage for today's deep dive. Like other squid species, the giant squid has 8 arms and 2 long feeding tentacles that help them bring food to their beak-like mouths. These organisms are voracious hunters and will eat things like fish and other squid found in the deepest parts of the ocean. What makes the giant squid unique is how big they are. They truly live up to their name, giant, as they can be 33 feet long and weigh 440 pounds. The giant squid remains largely a mystery to scientists despite being so large because of where they live. These enormous organisms can be found in some pretty deep water, and since they don't breathe air, like whales or dolphins, the squid do not need to be near the surface water. Our guest today is here to answer all of our questions about the giant squid and all things deep sea. Brian Till is here to share with us a little bit about his work at the South Carolina Aquarium. The aquarium opened in 2000 on historic Charleston Harbor and has over 5,000 animal ambassadors representing about 270 species found across South Carolina. The aquarium is also home to the Zucker Family Sea Turtle Recovery Center. So thank you so much for being here, Brian. We're really excited to kick off this episode. Can you tell us a little bit more about your role at the South Carolina Aquarium?
Thanks, Gabrielle. I have the honor to serve as the Director of Education here at the South Carolina Aquarium. I get to work with a talented team that engages students, teachers, and visitors from all over the United States and beyond. We like to say there's no such thing as a typical day here, which makes work very interesting. On a given day, we might be taking some animal ambassadors to a school, performing a dive show in front of our great ocean tank, training volunteers on how to work at a touch tank, building an oyster reef with teenagers out in the marsh, or live streaming the release of a sea turtle at the beach.
Wow, what a wide range of activities going on in the South Carolina Aquarium. I got to ask, have you released any sea turtles for this season?
We have not had any live releases yet at the beach, but we are starting to see the sea turtles come up on the shores of South Carolina.
So with all the different opportunities going on at the aquarium, which Octonaut's job do you think that you have, Brian? Are you more of a researcher like Shellington, an oceanographer like Inkling, a systems analyst like Dashi, or a leader like Barnacles?
I'm going to say Barnacles. Like Barnacles, I get to wear a blue hat and a blue shirt every day, so we have that in common. Barnacles also gets to work as a team to go on missions to learn more about the ocean. We also organize different missions, if you will, or projects to help others learn about water, wildlife, and wild places through our virtual classroom programs, our classrooms on site, and in our aquarium galleries.
Well, Brian, we really appreciate you being here today to discuss the team's adventures with Irving the Giant Squid. Does your job involve working with any squid or octopus?
Well, sort of. We do have a giant squid, but that squid is a model made out of repurposed plastic. We want our guests to stand next to this giant squid to see how big this amazing, mysterious animal is. We also want to share with our guests the big challenge plastics can have on our ocean ecosystems. While we don't have a live giant squid, we have the giant squid's cousin, the common octopus, on exhibit from time to time. The common octopus, like the giant squid, is an intelligent animal. We like to give these animal ambassadors enrichment opportunities by adding objects to their habitat that they can explore and manipulate.
Wow, what a cool opportunity to see a scale model of the giant squid and the live octopus. Does the octopus at the aquarium just have the same number of arms and tentacles as the giant squid, or are they different?
Barring a few exceptions, octopuses have 8 arms and no tentacles, while squid and cuttlefish have 8 arms and 2 tentacles. Squid usually use their 2 long tentacles to catch prey and eat it in chunks. Giant squid can snatch prey up to 33 feet away by shooting out their 2 feeding tentacles, which are tipped with hundreds of powerful, sharp-toothed suckers.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. So speaking of eating, it is lunchtime on the East Coast, and so I have to ask, in this episode, Irving was really hungry, and Inkling gave his long-lost cousin some fish-shaped biscuits. Do you think the giant squid would actually eat these biscuits? What do you think?
What an interesting question, Gabrielle. Maybe if the biscuits or cookies were made out of fish or shrimp instead of chocolate chips? I think we'd have to use the scientific method that we learned from our teachers to see if they'd eat the fish-shaped biscuits or cookies. Maybe our future scientists can help us answer that question someday.
I hope so. That would be a really fun research project to be a part of. While I was doing some of my own research on the giant squid earlier this week, I read that their eyes can be a foot long, which is really quite big. Do these large eyes help the squid see its prey better or see in the ocean? What's the purpose for having such a large eye?
Imagine a squid's eye being the size of your dinner plate, or maybe the size of a ball or frisbee you use at PE or recess. It is about 1 foot in diameter, and this big eye helps them see well in the dark. Since it's so big, the eye can absorb more light in the dark areas in the deep ocean.
So why are the giant squid so hard to research? I mean, they're pretty large marine organisms. Wouldn't that make them really easy to spot in a submarine or even when we're out scuba diving?
That's a great question. The ocean is such a large place, though. Our friends at NOAA say that more than 80% of the ocean is unmapped, unobserved, and unexplored. That is a really big area we don't know a lot about. Imagine playing hide and seek in a really, really big park at night. It could be really hard to find your friends. Researchers have also learned that squid and octopuses who are related are also very intelligent. So I bet they're good at hiding and camouflaging like some of our listeners.
Brian, since their natural habitat is in the deep sea, and as you mentioned, they are likely experts in hiding, do you think that this may be why there's so much mystery and folklore surrounding the giant squid? Because I know that, you know, the giant squid are mentioned in several books, including the famous one from 1870, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, which prominently features the giant squid as a monster. Do you think that these things are related?
Absolutely. Can you imagine a time before we had science museums, nature programs, all these cameras, the internet, and seeing this mysterious animal for the first time, only to tell the story of what you saw and what you experienced? I mean, who would believe that? Legends of these feared monsters roaming the ocean and taking out ships and sailors found their way in these imaginative stories, the illustrations, the pictures, the movies over hundreds of years from people from all around the world. Today, though, we know that one of the real monsters in the ocean is single-use plastic. We have more to fear from pollution in our oceans than the giant squid.
That's a great point, Brian, and a reminder to everyone that it is so important to take care of our oceans and all of our waterways by preventing pollution. Brian, it has been wonderful to learn about the giant squid and all of your work at the South Carolina Aquarium. So thank you so much. We appreciate your time and help on our show. That's the Octolert. We want to hear your questions. What giant squid question would you like to ask an expert? We'll make sure to pass along these questions to our NOAA scientists and aquarium educators. Head to NOAA's Office of Education Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram to post your questions, and we'll post their answers. Well, that's it for today's show. To learn more about squid of all kinds and to see the replica life-size giant squid, make sure to head to the South Carolina Aquarium and check out their website at scaquarium.org. NOAA's Office of Ocean Exploration and Research Expedition has also captured some rare footage of the giant squid in the Gulf of Mexico. To learn more, just click on the link in the transcript of this podcast. I'm Gabrielle Corradino from NOAA's Office of Education, and this has been NOAA and the Octonauts. See you next time.
Calling all Octonauts!
Quasi! Pacer!
Charger! Dishy!
Inkling!
Wait!
Turbo!
Quasi, activate Creature Report!
Creature Report!
Ah, giant squids have great big eyes.
Check, check, check.
They grow to an enormous size.
Check, check.
When a giant squid's afraid, it squirts out ink and swims away. Their eight long arms are quite a sight.
Check, check, check.
The suckers underneath help them hold on tight.
Dance break! Squid, your squid, your squid. Creature Report, Creature Report,
Creature Report.
We're done with our mission.
Octonauts at ease
until the next adventure.